Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are talking about dealing with transition from life to afterlife. It's a curious thing, timing, sometimes. As you know, if you've been listening to this podcast at all, I spent the last 3 years in California, and I recently drove myself cross-country to come back east because I had some clients here, something that was rather difficult to receive out in California. I don't know if it's too much competition. I don't know. The people who I was finding to work with were not willing to pay or were unable to pay living wages. So I needed to come back home where I had really good clients who knew my work, respected my work, and were anxiously awaiting my return. It was a much healthier, better thing for me to do. Though sadly, along the trip, somewhere in Montana, I received an email from my oldest sister, who's the power of attorney over my mom, telling we, the sisters, that mom was being placed in hospice, not because she was dying particularly, but more because she was dropping a lot of weight, because she was not eating. She wasn't eating because she didn't like the food, and part of it might be nausea due to medications. They're looking at what they can discontinue medication-wise, as well as the fact that she's just really tired. And after 6 years or more of working in elder care, I can tell you what tired means. Being tired, quote-unquote, means tired of life, pure and simple. Now, I didn't really know what condition she was going to be in when I got here, but I spent a day with my sister, my youngest sister, and her husband, and we called my mom from their home. And she just had a really low, gravelly voice, and I think it was hard for her to understand over the phone the conversation, but I got an idea that she had no immediate memory whatsoever. She asked several times about the dates of the visits that I was going to be making with her and my younger sister was going to be making with her, and she just couldn't keep it straight in her head. However, interestingly enough, I did manage to see her. She was pretty buoyant, really, and in a pretty good mood. She was busy eating her lunch at the pizza place that my sister had brought her to. Well, she and the brother-in-law. They just wheeled her down from the nursing home to this place, and she seemed pretty happy. And she was able to keep up with me at my regular pace of speech, unlike many other people in my life. And she was pretty funny. She had some pretty funny comments, and she had some pretty good, insightful comments to things. So she was pretty with it, and that was a good thing. But this is the thing. She can't do anything for herself, really, anymore. I mean, she can do word searches, and she can do puzzles, and she can play bingo. But in terms of ambulating, she can't do that anymore. She's wheelchair-bound. It takes her forever to move from the bed to the wheelchair. And to get showered and all that stuff, she needs help with all of it right now. And I'm sure that this is rather upsetting to her, among other things. In fact, I gave her a wrapped gift because she likes opening gifts, and it was really, really hard for her to open the gift. I had to help her a little bit. And that's really sad to see. But this is the thing. We have to remember that when we see people in these situations, to give them reasons to care about life, but respect their own choices in terms of what's right for them. And I just told her when I left her yesterday that she was in control of her own life. She was in control of what she wanted to do or not do. And that when she was ready to say goodbye, it was fine for her to say goodbye. And that's the validation we need to give to anybody who's in a situation where they're making it really clear that their time might be coming to an end. And that's as true of elder people as it is true of people with terminal illnesses. Because honestly, if they don't have it in them to do the fight, they don't have it in them to do the fight. And if we were in their situation, who's to say we'd take a different perspective? You don't know until you're there, and just be glad you're not there. Be thoughtful, be mindful, be loving, be gentle, and most of all, leave your judgments in your own head. No one needs them, especially at this time. And if you're having difficulties with other people in your family and things from the past are arising, and this is certainly happening in my family, the only thing you can do is just go forward and use your heart and your soul to guide you. That's the best you can do. And if you need to find other people to talk to deal with these things, by all means do. I know I did. And the information regarding the programs I'll be doing is forthcoming, but obviously I have other things on my agenda that I'm working through, as well as being in a master's program for human development, which is very time-consuming reading and writing-wise, amongst all these other things that are going on. As we say, sometimes life happens, and you just have to do the best you can do. Be well, and again, thanks for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N-S-N-Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.